कृष्ण प्रेम अपराय से कृष्ण कृष्ण से गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय सर्वभक्ताय त्वयि वास्तु त्वयि वास्तु न दिवां त्वया So many thanks to Raghunath Prabhu and his whole family. They have arranged everything for us, from Mahaprasadam to everything. Very good place here. Oh, three times prasadam. And preparation very sweet and very soft. But why we are assembled here is to receive poor. Why we are assembled here? Only to take prasadam and to sleep or anything else.
We are all here to take up Krishna consciousness, to revive Krishna consciousness, and we'd like to hear this from Guruji.
But not to work, to work. Oh, if you cannot, then give to Jagannath Puri. हिंदी में बोलने का बहुत कम अवसर मिलता है, सोचा था यही, किंतु देखते हैं कि हमारे ही ओनली ओवर डिवोटीज फ्रॉम ऑल ओवर ऑस्ट्रेलिया एंड फ्रॉम हियर एंड देयर दे हैव असेंबल्ड वेरी ट्रू फ्रॉम ऑस्ट्रेलिया वेरी ट्रू फ्रॉम सिडनी ही एडवर्टाइज सो मच get a newspaper here and there, but giving also prasada, but very good. But if any one person comes, I am satisfied, no one. First of all, I giving my generous pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Nitya Vida, Pravishwam, Vishnu, Pas, Vishnu, Mastu, Sajjan, Keto, Vastan, and send to my Sitya Guru, Nitya Vida, Pravishwam, Vishnu, Pas, Vishnu, Mastu, Veda, Swami Maharaj. Oh, was very much pleased to me. Only by the special mercy of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my Sikha Guru, very easily I am preaching over the whole world. I've traveled about 14, 15 times whole world, whole globe. And he is so merciful that he has sent so many qualified devotees to me to help me in all aspects. What I am doing, oh, I think that I am not doing, but he is doing. I am only his representative. So what I am doing, it is due to him, his causeless mercy. You know that in the last of his time, he told me to give his samadhi by even my own hand. And he ordered me that you should help my devotee. And that is why I am coming here and there. Also, wherever I went, I saw in the midst of forest, on the mountain, in ocean, everywhere his glory is, everywhere. All are assembled due to him. How marvelous books he did. He translated all our authentic books. Why he suffered so much? Oh, that is one thing. That in this world we want to be happy. Oh, stop the beating. Even fish, hawk, demigods, oh, creepers and trees, oh, the worm of stone, we want happy. But this is Kali Yuga, you know, Iron Age, in which without anything we fear, and out of fear we quarrel with them ourselves. We want to be happy, but never we become happy. Never and never. Because the process is wrong by which you want happiness. Who wants happiness? Who? Oh, myself? You? Who you are? Try to realize this. For this you have come to this world. To realize who am I? Who has created this world? And why? Not for marrying or giving children, supporting nursing, making them qualified and to job. You have not come for this. You are human. But if you are not realizing who are you, then you are more than animals, hog and pigs. Why you fear? From whom you fear? You should know that this body is not myself. Never and never. It has been made by five elements. And one day they will go to its main root. Air to air. Earth to earth. Sky to sky.
Water
to water. Fire to fire. And this is made of these things. It will be old. You cannot do anything. And one day, you will have to give up your body. You are working, but these are not working. This is like a dead body. If soul is there, then we can walk, we can smell, we can hear, we can do anything. But if the soul is gone, body is rotten, it is given to 4 hours. So why you are fearing? तुम व्यर्थ की चिंता क्यों करते हो? क्यों करते हो? किससे क्यों डरते? किस लिए हो? आत्मा अजर अमर नित्य शाश्वत सनातन है. कृष्णा टोल्ड इन द बिगिनिंग ऑफ गीता एंड यू शुड रिमेंबर दिस. Body is mortal, made of 5 elements. One day it will go away. Soul is eternal. Eternal. Anyone cannot cut him. Wind cannot touch. Fire cannot touch. A bedstone. A kleptam. A sukta evacha. Nitya sarva gata sthanu rasalo ayam sanatanaha. So, this body is mortal. We are in the part and parcel of God, eternal servant of Krishna. So, why you are fearing? From whom fearing? Atma is eternal. So, anyone cannot cut you, cannot touch you. Even fire, water, anything, you cannot touch you. You should know. So it is eternal, part and parcel of God, Supreme Lord, and that Supreme Lord is Krishna. What you have brought from when you took bhakti by this body? Tum kya laye the aur kya le jaoge? Mutthi band karke aaye pasar karte chale jaoge. What meaning? You should have.
Here, the Guru is raising a very important point that when we came in this world and we took our birth, then if we notice the baby, his hands are closed, like closed fist. And when one leaves the body, then what happens? Automatically the hand is open. It conveys very importantly that when we came, what actually we had in our hands, which is 5 euros 10. And then when we left, what did we really took with us? Nothing. We went empty-handed. And thereby, we wasted our life.
Jab janm hua to kuch laye, to tumhara kya gaya kya? What you have brought when you took birth? Nothing. What you collected? You cannot take anything from this world. Nothing, nothing. Even your body, you cannot take. Why you are here? Why you are here? What you are collecting in this world, from top to beginning, from your beginning of your life to end, what you collected, you should know that you cannot take with you. Can you? Perhaps the doctors can take, perhaps engineers and
scientists,
they may take, or even the President of America, what name?
Bush.
He can perhaps take with him. Then why you are fearing? From whom you are fearing? If Atma soul is eternal. But why? By this body, what you collect, it will be in this world. If anything is done, why you are there? Have you got this from your birth? Nothing. So try to know. That who am I? This is the main thing. If you want to be happy in this world, first thing, to go to Gita, Dipdesan Dev.
Transcendental
method. Oh, transcendental method. You are not a pig and fox and monkeys and donkeys. Always in fox. And helping others in this. What you will have in this last of your life? What you will gain? Nothing. You can die when you are happy. By this process, that's Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedas, Upanishads, Purana, and other books. That message can tell you. And by following that, you can be happy forever. So, once upon a time, about 5,000 years before, some Indian sadhu realized, very high class of sadhu, realized sadhu, perfect, their temple. And they were thinking how to do, what to do. Iron is, quarreling age is come. Without reason, your wife will quarrel with you, husband will quarrel with you, brothers and brothers, cutting each other. So this is true. Life is very short. Mandabhagya.
Bad fortune.
Doing good but coming in so many suffering. Whole day and night you are trying, but you are sinking in the ocean of death. Death?
Death.
Death in CBPS.
Yes.
Death. Oh. Your wife is struggling, you are struggling, your daughters and sons are struggling, all your family. But even no happy? You want more and more? And you have no time to think that who am I? How I can be happy? Always in this. Oh, if any disease or anything comes out, doctors, this, that. But you have no time. So Srimad Bhagavatam has told. Oh, there is his soul, Sutta Goswami. Bruhi Satadhanam Jayatma Samprasidati. How Atma will be happy? Not this body, this big body will fade. It may not be that this body will be happy. So no question of this body, and we are totally engaged in this body. How we can be happy? Even doctors and scientists and others helping others, but they are too in full of problems. They must die, they may be old, but that is possible that we are thinking. So, it has been told that Brohi Tanme Jayatma Santoshita. Not but it. And then Sukha Goswami became very happy. Very, very happy. And told that, oh, thanks to you, that you have remembered me the glories of Lord of Lords, Krishna. And now I'm happy to answer you. That if anyone wants to be happy, they should follow this teaching. And what is that? Savai Punsa. Paro Dharma. Yato Bhakti Adhokkhaje Ahetukya Apachatatma Jayatma Sampasimha. The meaning is this, in short, essence of meaning of this shloka is that Savai Punsan Paro Dharma. Oh, Prani Matre Ke Liye Ya Parama Dharma Hai. Parama Dharma. Ki Adhokshaja Indriyon Se Atit, Man Se Atit, Indriyon Se Atit, Jo Adhokshaja Bhagavan Krishna Chandra Ji Hai, उनकी अहेतुकी और तयधारावत अविच्छिन्न गति से उनकी सेवा हो. What means?
The meaning of this verse is for anyone, everyone, for all the living entities, the supreme religion is to develop or cultivate unbroken, unalloyed, unconstructed devotional service unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chandra, who is beyond the perception of body, mind, words and intelligence. The flow or the current of this devotional service should be like the stream of a honey when poured from the bottle into a jar. It's a constant unbroken stream.
I told this to you so many times, but for newcomers I'm telling all this. I told you all that what is the aim and object of our life. The service of Radha and Krishna, conjugal, nityan, gaur-dujyan. I told you Radhanuga Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti, everything I have told. I told you Rai Ramananda Sambhad and other things. But for newcomers, I will have to explain something. And for you also, when I am out of your sight, you become very weak. Don't be weak. I am always with you. Krishna is always with you. Always and always. So don't be weak. Try to follow this. So, now I am explaining this in slow, but essence. Savai Punsan. What is meaning of Punsan? Punsan means for all the life beings, whether in creepers, rains, insects, then in God, up to Brahma, all humans. So Savai Punsan. By onitya se avashya hi ekmatra parama dharma hai, only one
supreme religion,
without second this is the param dharma to serve of supreme lord Krishna. This is param dharma. There are so many dharmas in this world. That he is my wife, he is my wife, his best husband. Oh. These are my children. Oh, brothers, cousins, relatives, my native persons. and we have some responsibilities for them. These are called not supreme dharma, super dharma. Oh, this is life for worldly, not for to save in any way this mortal body. Is it not also dharma dharma? Or dharma? Dharma. And it is sansari.
Worldly and temporary.
Temporary. This is not. What you are doing? Making so many schools, colleges, hospitals, so many things to save others, to help others. And for you, yourself. But this is not Parama Dharma. A doctor, even who is helping others, he will die more quicker than others. And they will have blood pressure here, thinking only you, others, not to them. So, very soon they will have blood pressure and so many diseases. And when it one cannot help. So all these are relative.
Temporary.
Parama dharma, all these worldly dharmas are related to this body. Not to show, but to serve to whom we have not seen. Only we have heard about him. By some logic we can know him. That from where this world came? From where? Who made our intelligence? Who made our heart? Who made our eyes? Who get this beautiful body? And also he managed, oh, very high class of association. Coming from India, very far away, not for money, not for worldly things that you can imagine. Why Swamiji came? Satyavelam. Why Krishna descended from there to this world, miserable world? Why? Why I am coming? Or in India I can earn two bread and water without any problem. Very easily. But why coming? To beg something from you? Can you give anything to me? You cannot give me anything. Can you? But I may give you so many things that you will be happy in this world if you are following my teaching. My teaching is, oh, as Srimad Bhagavatam, as Gita, as Vedas, Upanishad and so on. Swamiji get this, but after his departure, oh, all the devotees became so weak, they left this
process.
And now some of them have suicide, or some have given this process totally and very deeply. But some of them now hearing me. So, Shravai, Kuntan, from all living beings, this is Parama Dharma. Only one, God is one without sex. We can call him by so many names, no harm. God, Brahma, Paramatma, Jagannath, Krishna, Govinda, or so many names. But he is one. And so our religion, Param Dharma, Param religion, is one without God. And what is that? Love and affection for that God. One is this. if I have love and affection for him, which has very fixed relation to him, he will descend here to this world and accept that relation. You know, he descended to this world and he became a baby boy to Mother Yashoda, who creates a whole world in a second and demolishes in a second. He is sarvajna, omnipotent,
omniscient,
oh, powerful. But yet, in the lap of Yashoda, he cannot turn over. He knows nothing as yet. What? Ajnan.
Ignorant boy.
Why? To have death as it. So if he will call with a relation that Guru gives to you, well shown with that sick relation, if you call him, he will come to you because you love him. If you love, sincerely, he is bound to come. And then he will take you to you or to Golok Vrindavan there, where there is no birth, death, sorrow, suffering, nothing is there. Oh, this is our. We are all like a refugee here in this world, you too. And we have done something wrong. Krishna is very, he is what? Image of love and affection.
Okay?
Embodiment of love and affection. So he attracts all this, that is why his name is
Krishna.
Oh, Krishna. Ram. Why Ram? He is in Africa, in the heart of all. Ramante yoginam anantam. He is everywhere. I think that he knows, but you don't know yourself. He knows everything. But Guru gives some processes that has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Gita, Bhagavat Puran, Vedic Parisha. So, Savai Puntang Paro Dharmo Jato Bhakti Adhokhaje. Now we cannot see Krishna. But we know that from where this world came. God created man after his own image in Bible. First chapter it has been written. No? First chapter. God, G-O-D, G generator, D, O operator and D. So he made man after his own image. If he had no image, no shape, no form, no quality, nothing, no mercy, nothing, then what is the need of that bogus God? We don't believe in that form. It is not possible. A man to have a form, and without form there will be no mercy, nothing. So anyhow it is as good. Written in Bible, also in Quran Sharif. It has written. Anna laha thalasa min surati. Same thing. Oh, Khuda Talla ne apne surat ke saman hume banaya. If he has no surat, no form, how he can help? If no shape, no form, no mercy, nothing. So Krishna is a beautiful state. And what state? Murli in his hand, bansi, beautiful, peacock, very beautiful form. That he attracts everyone. And he can be everywhere in the same time. Sometimes he becomes like ignorant. Only to have service from So, Shobhai Vipantam Paro Dharma. This is what?
Supreme religion.
I had to cure. What is the meaning of I had to cure?
Unconditioned.
No condition. Your love to Krishna should be how? Without any reason. Oh, there must be some reason, but that reason is transcendental. For only this service. Gopis never knew anything. All Vrindavasis never wanted anything by serving him. Never and never. So, I had to cure. And for this, Rupa Goswami has told, Anya Vilasita Sunya Jnana Karma Nathridam Anukulle Krishna Anukulle Bhakti Uttama Anya Vilasita Sunya. What is Bhakti? अपने सारे इंद्रियों से संपूर्ण रूप से अभिन्नता यदा रावत कृष्ण की सेवा का नाम भक्ति है, किंतु उसमें संसारी कोई भी कामना न हो, कर्म और वासना से अनावृत हो, उसको शुद्ध भक्ति कहते हैं, उत्तम भक्ति कहते हैं। व्हाट इज मीनिंग
दी कांस्टेंट अनब्रोकन कल्टीवेशन
ही आर केयरफुल
The constant unbroken cultivation of activities rendered through body, mind and word in addition with all the spiritual sentiments within, uncovered with karma or jnana, karmani, proving reward-seeking activities in jnana, knowledge aimed at the impersonal Brahma, the personal feature of the Lord. And as it should be exclusively performed only for the pleasure of Sri Krishna, devoid of all other desires, then such performance or such cultivation of activity is called by Rupa Goswami as Uttama Bhakti or the topmost devotional service, Supreme Shuddha Bhakti. Now here, Rupa Goswami in this verse, in this definition specifically, is giving us the symptoms of bhakti. In the first line, he is giving us the external symptoms, and in the second line, he is speaking about the intrinsic nature of the bhakti. In the first line, he is saying the cultivation of activity should be anya vilasita sunyam. That's the first word. First word. Anya means other. Abhilasha means desire. So we analyze ourselves, then we find that our heart is filled with so many desires for our own pleasure or for others who are related to our body. But here, Rupa Goswami is saying that we should be very careful when we worship Krishna. We should not desire anything in return for our devotion to Krishna. For example, many people we see when they come to the temple or they want to come in association with sadhu, then they have these desires that, oh, by the blessing of the sadhu or by the mercy of Krishna, may my son will become successful, he will have job, his business is flourish, I will get a new house, my health will be okay,
my business will be okay.
Yes, my daughter will get married, etc., etc., etc. They have so many desires. Or otherwise, they are thinking that, oh, I have been actually committing so many spiritual activities and I have accumulated so much wealth from illegal means by sinful activities. So now, if I give some part of this to the sadhu or Krishna, then that will help me eradicate the reaction of my sinful activities. So all these desires are actually anya-vilas. They are not suitable for cultivation of bhakti. So a devotee should be very, very careful to always avoid these things from the heart. Then, the second word says, jnana karmasi anakritam. The cultivation of activities should also not be covered with karma or jnana. What does it mean? By Bhakti being covered with dharma refers to avasthadavati, that a devotee wants to serve Krishna, but because he is not being able to get rid of his other desires, he tries to dominate all those desires in service to Krishna. For example, he is thinking that, oh, if I have to serve Krishna, then I need so many things to serve Krishna. Because without the possession of so many things, I will not be able to serve Krishna. So here, what happens is that his personal surrender to the Lord becomes secondary and the paraphernalia becomes prominent. He may desire, oh, I must now, if I want to serve Krishna, then Krishna says, Patram, Pushpam, Palam, Soyam, give me anything, I need a flower. So how will I get a flower? I should have a garden. And if I have to make a garden, then I need to earn money, and then I have to maintain certain things. So one after another, he has a simple desire to offer flowers to Krishna, but now that simple desire is covered with so much karma, and he gets entangled in maintaining all those things. And in Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Yadanasi yad, Atanasi yad, Kuroti yad, Vibhuti Vidati yad, In this verse, Krishna is telling Arjuna, this is the lower standard where a neophyte or a beginner can start performing with Krishna consciousness. When he is unable to get rid of all these desires, so Krishna is saying, okay, no problem. What you can do, you can offer the results of your activities to me. So that's what a devotee does in this stage. He is not offering himself, but he is offering the results of these activities. And what is the defect in this stage or in this performance? The defect is that he's thinking himself to be the doer. That I am the doer and I am offering the results of fruits of my activities to Krishna. Whereas, actually speaking, Krishna himself is the origin of everything. Just like in the example of the relationship between father and the son. What son can give to his father? He can earn so much money and he can give that all money to his father. What is that? Is he giving that as a donation or as a charity to his father? No. Why? Because the father has maintained him, has given him birth, has brought him up. So everything, even that boy, that son, himself belongs to the father. His prime duty is to simply work for the pleasure of his father. But if instead he's thinking in his heart, oh, I'm doing this, and so many things, or serving the father in so many ways, then this is simply a false ego. So that's why Srila Goswami is saying that in our cultivation, in our performance of several pieces, Maranandan and other lists of devotion, we should make sure that we don't develop this desire of the doer in our heart. And Jnana here refers to the knowledge which is aimed at merging in the personal feature of the Lord, in the Brahma Jyoti. The Jnani, they have somehow or another developed this conception that actually they are Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi, Tathagatasmi, they are all singing these statements of the Vedanta Sutra, and they gave a very wrong interpretation of this statement. They are thinking that by any accident we have been now covered or we are influenced by the Maya, and when we get liberated, will become Krishna or will become God himself. Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahma, I am God. In Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter itself, Krishna has very clearly announced that the soul is eternal. To Arjuna, he's telling, aiming at his own self, aiming at Arjuna, and then pointing towards all the soldiers, kings, and everyone who is present at the battlefield, claiming that each one of these people who are present in the battlefield, they are eternal. They were existing in the past, they are existing in the present, and they will continue to exist in the future as well. None of them will ever cease to be. So here we see that this living entity is eternal, the individuality of the living entity is eternal. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we also hear that the living entity is manifestation of the Chatattva Shakti, is eternally separated part and parcel of Krishna. So never there will be a time that any living entity will merge in the Supreme Brahman and become one with the Lord. If that was the case, we could see the devotees in the past like Hanuman, Nandabala, Sivaranya, Lord Shiva and many others, they have performed that kind of devotion, and by now they must have become one with Krishna. But But we don't see that happening. So this is a speculation of the jnani, and we should try to avoid this in our presence.
One thing you should know. In brief, today I am telling, I may explain tomorrow. You know Bharat, brother of mine. Oh, anyhow, his father, Dasarath, and mother, Kaikeyi, they ordered Ram to go to forest for
14 years.
14 years. And Bharat should be the king in spite of Ram. At that time, Bharat was not present there. He was to his maternal uncle. Yeah. Ram followed his order of his father and mother. He left Ayodhya with Lakshman and Sita. When they went to Chitrakoot, anyhow, by Vasishtha Guru, Bharat was called. When he came, he saw everything like
desert.
No Ayodhya as he saw before. When his father, his widow mother told, she has lost. Where is Bharat, Ram and Lakshman? Where is Sita? They have gone to fall. Why? Only for you. I asked my husband that Bharat should be king